Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Welcome to another edition of Spits and Suds. I'm Gavin Spittle of 105.3 The Fan. Big news in Stars land. The Dallas Stars part ways with head coach Pete DeBoer. And we want to talk about it with you. And joining us is our Stars and NHL insider from EP Ringside. Terrific articles are up over the last couple of days. No offseason for this guy. His Substack is called Shap Shots, and he has a terrific article up about what led to this Pete DeBoer decision. It's the greatness of Sean Shapiro. How are you, my friend?
Gavin, yeah, I'm busy. It is great, but I'm doing well, but it is a busy day. Yeah. As I wrote in the piece, today was my son's pre-K graduation, and as we're waiting there, getting ready for things to go with that, my phone buzzes, and I look at it, and my wife gives me the like, are you serious look? And then I showed her what the email was about, and it's been a day, but I can't complain about it. We're in a world where we get to talk about hockey and write about hockey for a living. I can't complain. So,
well, more than anything, congratulations. That is a terrific accomplishment as a father. Any tears shed today?
I didn't have any tears, but there was definitely some tugging on the heartstrings on a couple things. But definitely it's there. So.
Yeah, no, I do, totally understandable. Okay, terrific article in Shap Shots, and I was thinking to myself, and each time I was reading through your timetable, I was like, yep. Interesting that Jim Nill said that while it wasn't the ultimate decision maker, certainly the events in game five and then after the season did have a part in this decision.
Yeah. And I think that's, I'll be honest, I think that's selling it a little bit light. I mean, he says it's a component and it was part of it and everything like that, but I think that's selling it a little bit lightly. Because as I wrote a piece last week in D Magazine about the impact that Jake Oettinger has on this entire Stars team, how he's not just, he's a goalie, but he's also such a big part of that group. And you and I have talked quite often about how important that room is. And Jake Oettinger never poisoned the well. He never went out and tried to get rid of Pete DeBoer. But when you have a guy who is very much, and I made this joke on another show the other day about, like, if you have the guy who is very much a spiritual leader of your group, his disciples are gonna defend him when it comes time to do that. So it's definitely a I think it's a component, but I think it's a larger component than Jim wanted to admit. And I think it's also it's kind of the straw that breaks the camel's back, right? Like, there's a lot of things, but it's that last piece that just really pushed everything through, and that's why Pete is no longer the head coach of the Dallas Stars.
One of the interesting aspects is, and this is why I'm somewhat surprised because I had talked on Spits and Suds, and I think you'd agree with me, throughout the season, I thought Pete DeBoer had done a really nice job with some of his moves. But more importantly, after the game, there was a calmness about him. There was a confidence in his players. We saw how his players responded in back-to-back as far as consecutive losses and back-to-back as far as on the road. So there were a lot of good components, and I was surprised at the last few times that he has spoken as far as what I feel as though were some mistakes that could have been easily corrected. I'll give you one as an example. No, Jake and I have not spoken, but I promise you that's at the top of the agenda. Just haven't seen each other. But obviously, Jake Ottinger's a big part of this. You know, like things like that. Or why did he have to go into Jake Ottinger's record versus the Oilers? There was just so many curious circumstances, Sean, for a guy that who was an attorney and, you know, who had been smart, in my opinion, throughout the season as far as how he spoke to the media.
Yeah, it's I'm not sure what's frustration. I'm not sure what's things wearing on him. I originally gave Pete a little bit of the benefit of the doubt for the post-game comments because I thought, oh, that's an emotional spot. But to not even taking the time to work it out with to talk Jake before the media exit day on Saturday was a big one in my view. I think there's something else, and it's when it comes to Pete DeBoer, one of the things about he's done a really good job as a coach in his career. He's won lots of games. He's reached this stage a lot, but and I think it's one of the reasons he can wear thin and his timetable can run short is because he hasn't really been a really adaptable coach, Gavin. And so he's been here for 3 years, and when you arrive and you got an entire chest full of tools and all the buttons to press, maybe he had just pushed his last button. Like, and not saying like he did it on purpose, but like,
right,
just maybe Pete had pushed his last button where it's like, I don't know what else I can do. And it was just the, maybe I have to try and take a hammer to this control console and see what I can do. Like it felt very much like that to me, where it's maybe I've pushed my last button. Maybe I need to, maybe I have to do it. So
yeah,
I'm
curious. In the Jim Neal press conference, he talked about the assistant coaches. Does that mean they're
that
sticking?
That was very interesting to me.
Yeah, I found that fascinating, Sean. I'm like, wow, because, you know, for those that we've talked about this, you have talked about this at length with me about the relationship between Steve Spott and Pete DeBoer. So I would guess that, you know, him and maybe Nazardeen go with Pete DeBoer in the next, because I believe there will be a next location. But I did find that fascinating that Jim Neal brought that up.
Yeah, I think Steve Spott and Pete DeBoer are tied at the hip a little bit more than Nazardeen and DeBoer. I think, if anything, I actually wouldn't be stunned if Nazardeen gets an interview for the head coaching job, just from, if you're going to go from the philosophy of we just need a new voice at the top, so maybe you go with Elaine as getting that. So, but Steve Spott, I have a hard time seeing how Steve Spott is still part of this staff in the fall. I'll just say that. That's kind of my, how him and Pete have been tied together and how they work together and everything like that, I have a very hard time seeing how that works. So I don't think it's something that anyone should have pushed Jim on, because Jim was being diplomatic in his answers today, so there's only so much that could be said. But I if Steve Spott is here, is coaching on opening night in the for the Dallas Stars, I will be surprised, and I will own it then, but I will be surprised.
So the other aspect that I kind of want you to clarify is that a lot of people have said immediately, like, well, they should have pulled the trigger earlier because all the coaches are now gone. And I kind of took a step back and looked, and I said, well, who would have the Stars really wanted? And maybe Rick Tocchet, but I don't know. I mean, did you feel as though the Stars lost an opportunity? Because I'm looking at, you know, University of Denver, and if you can ever pull David Carl away, I think that conversation goes away pretty quickly.
Yeah, I mean, Rick Tocchet, it's been 3 weeks since Rick Tocchet was named. Like, the Stars were playing in the Stanley, and we're still in the middle of
right,
like, that's that's crazy, right? Like he wasn't available, right? Like that's like that. I mean, the Stars weren't available. They didn't have a head coaching opening. If Pete DeBoer wins four games in the Western Conference Final, we're not having.
So absolutely,
To me, it's a weird situation because the Stars are now the only one with an open job. And we can assume Florida and Edmonton won't have any openings because they're still played.
Sure.
If I'm Dallas, I go, and I know David Carl turned down the Chicago job and he got a 5-year contract extension. But David Carl has been very open in public about how if he is going to leave Denver, it's going to have to be for the right opportunity, right? Is there a more right opportunity? I'm not being biased to Dallas. I'm just being realistic here. Is there a more right opportunity than a team that has legit championship aspirations, a 7 to 8 year window with their young players? Like, is there a more right team for David Carl to go to?
No,
I don't think there's like that. So to me, if I'm Dallas, and I was talking to Mike Pelucci over at D Magazine about this, and I'm probably going to write something about it for D next week. It's like, if you're Dallas, you got to go make the pitch. You owe it to yourself to go make the pitch to David Carl because you're not Chicago. You're not the Rangers. Right. You're not any of these other teams that pitched him and he said no to. You're a team that has, you can present like, look, we've got your star. We've got your core is in place. We've got the next part of your core in place already. And you're going to work with some good young talent too. Like it's to me, if the star, it would be malpractice for the Stars not to call David Carl.
I completely agree with you, and you're right. I mean, you can just put it on the table. Look, we have a young goaltender. Look at our young defense. Look at our young forwards. There's just so many pieces. On top of that, I'm sure they'd offer a similar 5-year deal and maybe more money than Jim Montgomery received. But that would give him the security that he needs to leave Denver. So a couple other names. Obviously, a lot of people are talking about Neil Graham and what an outstanding job he's done in 5.5 years with the Texas Stars. So been in the organization, and I think because of that, he'll get consideration and an interview. Jim Neal actually was asked about that. And, you know, praised Neil Graham. And then another name that came up was who Neil Graham is facing off against with Abbotsford in Manny Malhotra, who used to play for the Stars.
Yeah, and I think if you're going to go through AHL coaches, there's also Carl Taylor with the Milwaukee Admirals, mm-hmm. who's a former assistant in Texas and has been, in my view, is one of the best coaches outside of the
Good
NHL.
One.
I'm a big Carl Taylor fan. I don't think they would go back to Derek Laxtal, but Derek Laxtal obviously is a head coach. Is in the AHL again and was on this staff before, but I think they've kind of moved on from that spot. So I think if you're going with an AHL coach, and now here's the thing about Manny Malhotra played for the Stars. I admittedly, Gavin, don't know enough about Manny Malhotra's coaching style beyond watching a couple of these Texas Abbotsford games. It's just a natural thing where with how regional the AHL is with the schedule, I've only really watched like 3 or 4 Abbotsford games in my life before watching this series between them and Texas. So I can't really give you a proper take on where Malhotra is. When it comes to Neil, I think Jim's comment about how we have some veteran assistance and that would allow a young coach to grow into the spot, I think that's the way you'd have to get Neil Graham the job.
Mm-hmm.
But I also, and that's what happened, and there's not comparing Neil Graham to, not saying anyone, like, obviously, you never know who is who, but like, that's one of the things where that's the role Rick Bonus played for both Jim Montgomery and before that, Rick Bonus played that role for John Cooper in Tampa Bay, where Rick Bonus was the veteran assistant who had been there, done it all, and made life easier was there to help a young or first time coach, whatever terminology you want to use. And so I think Neil can fit. I think he'd be a good coach, but I don't know if it's. I don't know from a optics perspective, and I'll put it that way. I don't
hate doing cardio. Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Know how well you're selling. Now you have just to fire the best coach, so you can't only worry about optics. But I don't know about the optics, Gavin, of hiring an AHL coach from the lower level who's never coached an NHL game, that's never won anything. And that's nothing against Neil. Like, he's done a good job, but like, you could say, well, David Carl's never coached an NHL game. David Carl's two NCAA titles in the past 3 years, two World Junior gold medals. Neil didn't have those opportunities, obviously, but I think those things come into play because if you're going to, one of the questions and one of the things that needs to be answered is when it came to Pete DeBoer is, for all Pete's done in the Game 7 record and all that and everything, he's never really been a winner for when it came to in the biggest moment. Like, if you look at Pete's, like, I know he, as a coach, he won... As a coach, he won an OHL title with Kitchener, I think. I think he won two OHL titles with Kitchener, so give him credit there. But he's like, it's never been the, he's never gotten really over the hump in the biggest moments at the pro level. And not saying winning World Junior Gold or winning an NCAA title is better than that, but it's at least a recency bias of, hey, David Carl knows how to make sure a team is ready for that one and done, that playoff game of do or die mentality. And
right.
The Stars did not look ready for that last Thursday.
So Sean mentioned optics, and what I'm about to say, I don't necessarily believe in, but I'm going to give you a perfect optic example. Okay. That if the Stars, for instance, one of the big talks was Stars need to be more physical, or they need to, you know, grind a little bit more, or they wear down. I'm just saying, I have to make this like a huge disclaimer to Sean, but optic-wise, if the Stars went out and grabbed St. Louis assistant coach Steve Ott, that would be an optic move that like passive Stars fans would be like, here we go, this is awesome, you know, because they remember Otter as a grinder, as a guy who would drop the mitts, and that's why the smarts of Jim Nill and the people around him pick the optimal candidate, because that's just an optic example. But you need someone, and I'm not saying Steve Ott doesn't have this, but you know what I'm saying, Sean? That would be like an optic hire that people would be excited about. And so I ask this to you, is with all your years covering the NHL and this team, everyone has talked about the physical nature of this team, and we all saw the Darnell Nurse and the lack of response. How much does a coach actually play into making a team more physical, or is it the overall makeup of the team?
I don't know about physicality, but mentality can come from a coach. I think Carolina is the perfect example of it. Now, Carolina actually doesn't get a lot of hits, but Carolina's really completely feeds off of Rod Brendamore's everything. Now, I don't want to be cruel to Steve Ott here, but Steve Ott's not Rod Brendamore. Steve Ott's not a Hall of Famer guy in the number. Like, Rod Brendamore in Carolina represents a lot more than what Steve Ott represents to Stars fans. So, I mean, just to the Stars team. So, I also, and you never know on how and how it works. And one of the things that's I'm glad I'm not in the spot where I have to make this decision, because I don't know, but I know Steve Ott was the associate head coach in St. Louis today, which means this past season, which means he was promoted up there and everything like that. He's only spent, since he finished playing his last season, he spent now what, 8 or 9 years or whatever it is as an assistant with the Blues, won a cup there as an assistant there in 2019. There is a big difference between being an assistant and a head coach in the NHL. Mm-hmm. There's a huge difference. And knowing whether a person is able to, I don't know what the exact answer is on whether when on what you, on whether you know exactly if that person is going to be, has that makeup to be a head coach. There's a difference between being, like somebody asked me about, like Misha Donskoff, who is the Stars assistant coach, who was part of the Team Canada staff. I don't think Misha is a NHL head coach. He's a very good organizer. He's a very good, does everything. And I would highly want him on my staff. It's the reason Hockey Canada had him on his staff for Four Nations. I don't get the head coach vibe from him. He doesn't want to be the CEO. He wants to be the person that organizes and runs everything, but is not the CEO, not the person who has to meet the press every day. I don't know if Steve Ott is head coach material or not. And that's not me saying it one way or the other. I legitimately don't know. And that would be my question for when Jim Nill and Tom Gilardi are looking at making their hire, one of the questions would be when you're looking at your candidate list, you'd be one of them who's like, okay, how do I know this person is NHL head coach material? And I don't know the answer on that. Maybe there is a way to prove it that I don't know of right now, but that would be my big question when it comes to, I would be my question if I were to interview Steve Ott. That would be my question as well. Okay, you've done a really good job as an assistant. What can you show me that makes you a head coach? And that would be my intrigue.
You know, I'm also intrigued by, you know, Derek Lalonde got plucked. You have extensive experience with Lalonde in Detroit. I hope he gets another chance as far as, mm-hmm. because I do think prior to Detroit, he had a really good track record. But there was also another assistant coach that had ties with the Dallas Stars and John Cooper underneath him, and that's Jeff Halpern. And obviously mm-hmm. had great Ivy League education, was, you know, a real scrapper in the NHL. I always liked his game. I thought that he was a very smart player, but I'm also interested, like, does Jeff Halpern want to be a head coach or would he prefer being an assistant?
Well, I think there is a... Jeff Halpern is a guy who... He's another one of those where he's got what's his career. It's he's been the assistant with Tampa and the Tampa organization. And so you're not really sure. He is a I want to use he's another good example of someone who you have that conversation with. I think he's what 49, 50 years mm-hmm. old now. And I think a lot of the people in coaching, Gavin, I think a lot of people have you don't become a coach without ego. And so I think there's no way he doesn't want to be a head coach. No, he doesn't want the opportunity, but give me an idea of why he fits and show that to me. And then I would be interested. It's like, if you're Halpern, of course you would do it. I also think it's one of those where I would prefer Steve Ott a little bit over Halpern. And I'll be honest, this is just, I not knowing either of them super well, but Steve Ott at least has had that associate coach title. At least that's a little bit more of that
sure
in charge level. So it's that's another one where I would not be opposed to any of those. And Jim said he's going to cast a wide net. So
yeah,
but in your wide net, you got to do a lot of research here. And I think that the other benefit of the Stars doing this with no other openings, there's no outside pressure to get this done by, like, you got 3 weeks to do all the time, do all of your due diligence and everything like that. Like, even like you'd probably want to have the coach in place before July 1. Just that's a realistic timeline, I think. I think July 1, having someone in place before the free agency, you want in place just from it's an easy to help smooth anything over with any potential free agency things you're going through. But you gave yourself a good 3 weeks to figure this all out, to put in the time. And that's a lot of time to do the research, especially when this is your entire focus now.
Yeah, yeah. And I wanted to ask you, before he was hired, what was the buzz about? Was there a big buzz about Spencer Carberry in Washington? Because he went from Hershey to the Washington Capitals. So there's a perfect example of a very good success story from a AHL perspective to the NHL.
Yeah, well, and I think Carberry's a really good example of between Hershey and Washington, he went to Toronto and was an assistant for 2 years,
mm-hmm.
right? So he had the... He coached. He was a head coach in the ECHL for a bit. He was a head coach in Hershey, did a nice job there, and then went to Toronto and got a little bit of that AHL, the NHL experience that's kind of needed, so you could kind of morph that resume as a head coach with the NHL experience. And that's kind of the things that like a Neil Graham and even a Carl Taylor are missing right now, where it's like, if I'm Neil Graham, if I'm in Neil Graham's shoes, one of the things I really want from a Dallas perspective is I want to make sure I'm somehow on the NHL staff next
year. Yes, great point.
If I'm Neil, like, I think Neil Graham getting that NHL experience is what he needs on his resume to be a legitimate NHL head coaching candidate. And so that's what Carberry did for 2 years with Toronto. And now he's obviously done great in Washington in the two seasons there. So that's how I would look at that. And it's... I think in Dallas, you're going to try and check a bunch of boxes. For me, the first call is going to be to David Carl. It starts there. You made your big swing with the Mikko Rantanen trade. Now make your big swing on a coach that other teams turned down other teams. At least try to put your hat in the ring and see what happens. That's where it starts with me. And then there's some other good options too.
You are awesome. Thank you so much. Whenever we have breaking news on Spits and Suds, you always come through. Thank you so much. Specifically, you have a busy day. Congratulations on a personal level. You absolutely, if you shed a tear, you should. You're an awesome dad with all the hockey you fit in. My friend, on behalf of all of us at Spits and Suds, thank you so much for joining us, really giving us some in-depth. Don't forget, you can check out more of Sean's stuff at Shap Shots. He has a great article about Pete DeBoer. He also writes for D Magazine, so be sure that you support Mike Pelucci, David Castillo, Robert Tiffin. They all are writing for D Magazine, and that is absolutely terrific. And Sean also heads EP Ringside, which is basically like an encyclopedia for hockey coaches. And everything that I've said today, a lot of my research came from EP Ringside, so put it that way. Sean, thanks so much, buddy.
Sounds good.
And that's going to do it for another episode of Spits and Suds. Boy, what an off season it's been so far. Of course, we'll be back with more episodes soon. Until then, have a great day, everyone.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.